Good afternoon to all you Blind Cool Tech listeners out there. My name is Marvin Rush, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to make an omelet. You know, sometimes you get kind of hungry for breakfast food at night, and that's what I think we're going to have tonight. Miss Lori has gone off to visit with her mother, so I'm kind of batching it here. So anyway, I think we're going to have omelets. But, you know how hard the omelets are sometimes to make. So, I'm going to, make, when we go through, finish this, I think making an omelet for you is going to be a lot easier. This is a omelet in a bag. And you'll find out why that is in a minute. I'm going to take a pan of water. I'm going to fill it up. Or not fill it full. We're going to fill it, three quarters full, just so that it doesn't boil over on the stove. I'll set it on the stove. And I might as well turn the... Well, let me get my supplies out here first, then I'll turn it on. Let's see, I need some eggs. Some, what else do I want to go in here? Some cheese. Some ham. And some jalapeno peppers. Get that together. Put those over here on the cabinet. So we got that. Okay. Now, let's see. What else do I need? I need some salt and pepper. So I'll come over here and get the salt shaker. And I got the pepper grinder. I like fresh ground black pepper. So why not put some of that in there? And salt, have that. So I guess then I'm going to go over here also and grab a 1-quart freezer bag. That's what we're going to cook our omelet in. I bought a box of Glad 1-quart freezer bags. I was at the grocery store, so that's what we're going to use to cook our omelet in. Okay. See, I need one more thing here. I need a bowl. And I need a bag. I need to get a bag over here, like a shopping bag, so that I don't have to keep running back and forth to the trash can. So let me get one of those out. Have one of those. And let's start the water, because it's going to take the water a little while to get boiling. So let's start it. Oops, that's the wrong one. You know what? I do that every time. Come on. There you go. There goes the pan. And I usually turn my fire up pretty high when I'm boiling water for these omelets, because you want it to come to a good boil before you put your bag in. But here goes. And I usually make a 3-egg omelet. So let's get our eggs here and get started cracking those. There's the first one. Well, that's weird. There it comes. Got it. There's one egg. Okay, and I need another egg. Well, this one don't want to crack. There it goes. That one just didn't want to give up the ghost, did it? There's two of them. So we'll put that one in there. And we need one more. And there's the third one. So there is our three eggs. And I'm now going to take these eggshells and get rid of them. I don't need those taken up. Counter space. All right. Next thing I'm going to do. Is add just a little bit of milk. Let me put these eggs up right fast. Get those out of here. Okay, they're out of the way. Okay, we got the milk in there. So I want to put some pepper. Let's put some fresh ground pepper in here. Sounds like my pepper grinder's about out of pepper. And need some salt. That ought to do it. Now, let me put these away. You know, I kind of want to keep my counter space clear because it seems like if I get too much on the counter top, seems like I want to knock something over. So, let's get a fork. And we'll scramble our eggs. Okay. I think we got them scrambled. So I'll drop that in the sink. Rinse my hands off here. And our water is... Nope, that's not our water. That's the water machine water. But our water is beginning to boil, so we can take off with that. Now I'm going to get our 1-quart freezer bag because we now have the eggs salted and peppered and scrambled and all that. So I'm going to bring the bowl over here so that we can pour our eggs in the bowl. There they are. All poured in there. Now let's start adding our omelet ingredients. What I did, I poured those eggs into our 1-quart freezer bag. So, got that. And I have some, it's kind of thin sliced sandwich type ham, like kind of deli type ham. So I'm going to take, say 4 pieces of that. And I'll just kind of, I'm just going to take it and I'm going to tear it up with my hands. What I do is I just roll the slices up and then I tear them all up. I just sort of tear them up. And then when you unroll them, they're all shredded. And you can tear them up like that. So I'm going to open up our quart freezer bag and we'll put the ham in there. Alright, the ham is in there. So we've got that in there. Alright. So we'll put in some close the ham here. Got that closed. Now, put some cheddar cheese in the bag, which I've got I always put a nice big handful of that in there. So we'll do that. There's a big handful of cheddar cheese. And the last thing that I want to put in my omelet is some sliced jalapeno peppers. Have those in a jar right here. Those smell good. These are jalapenos. There's a little Hispanic grocery store that's right down the street from us, and I just love their sliced jalapeno peppers. I put 6 or 8 slices in there anyway. As you can hear, Zarek is rolling around on the floor. Okay, so what we have here, we scrambled our eggs. We poured them we're fine. I thought that bag had a hole in it. We poured them into a 1-quart freezer bag. We have our cheese, our ham, our eggs. Now, I'm going to get as much air out of the bag as I can so that it'll sink. And then I'll zip it up. And by now, our water is boiling nicely. So we're just going to take the bag, the freezer bag, and drop it in. So it's in the boiling water. You want to let that bag stay in the water anywhere from 13 to 15 minutes. I usually leave mine closer to 15 minutes. Just because I like scrambled eggs scrambled pretty done. So we'll Let me put these jalapeno peppers back in the fridge. Got that. That clears up my cabinet space, counter space over there. Now, let me set a timer. And I'll set it for about 14 minutes because it's been, well, about a minute. I've been messing around.
0, 1, 2, 3, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 minutes.
There's my 14 minutes. And now we just get to wait for our omelet. And I will stop the recording and be back when the omelet is done. Okay, well, the timer just went off, so our omelet is done. So let me turn off the fire, which I just did. And I'll get the what did I do with the tongs? That's what I'd like to know. If I were tongs, where would I be? I wonder. Oh, here they are. Right where I hung them up. But I need a plate. We have to have something to put our omelet on. Here's a plate. Now, I think the easiest way to get this omelet out of this boiling water, and you can do it whichever way you like. Some people just grab the tongs and grab the bag. I like to take it and just pour the water off really slowly. Oh, I dropped it, didn't I? Well, that's great. So, but it's inside the bag, so not a big deal. I'll just grab my tongs and come over here, and instead of picking my bag of omelet up out of the pan, I'll just pick it up out of the sink. It's hot. It is hot. Okay. I have it. Now, what we're going to do is, what I did is, drop the tongs on the floor, that's what. Okay, I have the bag standing up on the counter, and I am holding the top, so I opened it up. And then I'm going to lay the open part of the bag on the plate. Just lay it down on there, and then I grab the bottom corners. And just turn it upside down, and it comes right out of the bag. No problem. And believe it or not, it looks, when you pour it out of the bag, what comes out looks just like an omelet that you got from a restaurant. I don't know how that happens, but it does. And then I just throw my freezer bag away, and that is that. So I think I'm going to sign off and go eat this real good smelling ham, cheese, and jalapeno pepper, 3-egg omelet. If you would like to contact me, if you have any questions or whatever, you may email me at w5mrr@sbcglobal.net. That's w5mrr@sbcglobal.net. And I hope you enjoy your good omelets.